As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the prime evening news for today, Wednesday, February 21st, in the headlines. IRC Executive Director Mr. Justin Case claims Dominica's dependence on diesel-generated electricity is the reason for fluctuations only in electricity rates for customers.
Q95.
Grenada to organize its inaugural AI Youth Summit aimed at equipping young Grenadians aged 18 to 25 with vital skills and understanding in artificial intelligence. And President Joe Biden announced that the U.S. will impose substantial sanctions on Russia this Friday to hold Russia accountable for the death of Putin critic Alexei Navalny and the two-year conflict in Ukraine.
Right on cue.
The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
Get to a certain age, different things drive you. Like the anticipation of a new adventure, the comfort of having friends who become family, or just enjoying that journey to the next destination. At Beacon, we've given our 50-plus drivers more value and greater convenience with hassle-free sign-up, affordable fixed rates, and free benefits. Call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacondominica.com for a quote today, and let us help you keep doing what drives you.
Executive Director of the Independent Regulatory Commission, IRC, Mr. Justin Case, emphasized that ongoing consultation with stakeholders marks just the initial phase. He noted that additional information would be incorporated into future consultations to develop a new tariff structure. Mr. Case highlighted Dominica's reliance on diesel-generated electricity as a factor contributing to fluctuating energy rates for customers, driven by international oil market forces.
The review process, this is just the beginning. We have about six other tranches of information that we'll be consulting on. So that's where it all starts, with the depreciation study report, and continue to write down to the form that the tariff structure will take, the new tariff structure will take prior to its approval by the IRC. So speaking specifically to the tariff, the rate, at this point in time, we cannot say which direction it will take. We are still heavily reliant on diesel fuel for our generation, and this is where the issue is that causes the price of or the rate to fluctuate. As you well know, the cost of electricity can change, vary, go up or down, depending on market, international market forces.
Case further highlighted that the IRC's mandate is outlined in the Electricity Supply Act No. 10 of 2006, which imposes two primary conditions that the Commission must follow.
The mandate of the IRC is prescribed in the Electricity Supply Act No. 10 of 2006. It firmly states that we are, as the IRC, also we are two main conditions that we need to adhere to. One, we're supposed to work within the public interest, and two, within the policy of the government of Dominica. With regard to the policy of government of Dominica, policy document was ratified in 2021 that we should attain all our electricity generation from 100% from renewable sources. Okay, so this is a nutshell, this is the case. Domlec more or less applied for thermal sets, generation sets, to be added to their fleet. Now, the government is pushing the geothermal project and among other projects. Okay, so the geothermal project is designated a renewable energy project. So, allowing Domlec more or less to add more thermal generations to their fleet will do two things. We're going to be using more diesel, and it will be in the rate base. The rate base feeds into the rate calculation for the tariff. So, in simple terms, the geothermal comes in 2 years. Let us say we were to approve thermal sets. When the geothermal comes in, these thermal sets will not be in operation. However, the cost that Domlec incurred to purchase these sets will be on the books, and customers will still be paying for it.
And that was Justin Case, Executive Director of the Independent Regulatory Commission, IRC. The second round of the inter-secondary schools debating competition proceeds this week, featuring engaging topics such as CXC, Gun Amnesty, and Carnival. Trudy Christian, the event organizer, anticipates an intriguing competition, noting that these topics have garnered public attention for some time.
Round two of the inter-secondary schools debating competition is this week, and on Thursday we have two debates happening on Thursday, the 22nd of February, and those debates are between St. Mary's Academy and the Afa Waldron SDA Academy. These two schools will be debating on the topic of whether there should be a limit set by the CXC on how many subjects a student should attempt in one sitting. So this is something that has been discussed a lot in the public domain. So the SDA, Afa Waldron SDA Academy, and St. Mary's Academy will be debating this topic. Also on Thursday afternoon, there'll be a debate between the Dominica Grammar School and the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School on whether or not gun amnesties are the best way to reduce the illegal firearm issue that we have here in Dominica. So DGS versus ITSS on Thursday.
Christian emphasized that Friday's competition is poised to be significant, as Convent High School and the Orion Academy will debate whether Carnival on the island has transitioned into a hyper-sexualized event, departing from its traditional cultural roots. This debate coincides with the conclusion of the 2024 Carnival season.
On Friday, we have a big debate between the Convent High School and the Orion Academy, and these two schools will be debating on whether the carnival celebrations in Dominica have become hypersexualized and no longer embrace culture and tradition. Of course, we're just coming off of the carnival season, and this topic should be a very interesting one between the CHS and the Orion Academy. So once again, round two of the inter-secondary schools debating competition takes place this week. The winners of this round will move on to the grand semifinals, which will be in March. And of course, those semifinal winners will take part in the grand finals in April. The winner of the competition receives an all-expense-paid trip to St. Lucia. And so the students, of course, are very excited about taking part to try to capture that grand prize.
And that was organizer of the inter-secondary schools debating competition, Trudy Christian. The event, Nourishing the Future, Strong Partnerships for Food Security and Better Nutrition in Latin America and the Caribbean, was co-organized by the FAO Regional Office for Latin America and the Caribbean and the FAO Liaison Office in Brussels. The objective of this high-level event was to address challenges and opportunities within the EU-LEC Partnership for Food Security and Nutrition, especially in light of pressing global challenges and the updated CELAC Food Security and Nutrition Plan 2030. Key figures such as FAO Assistant Director General and Regional Representative for Latin America and the Caribbean, Mario Lubekin, and the Director of the FAO Liaison Office in Brussels, Rachad Al-Khafaj, welcomed representatives from the European Union, Latin American and Caribbean embassies in Brussels, academia and civil society. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95de.com. The Dominica Chess Federation will host its inaugural inter-schools chess tournament on Thursday, February 22, 2024, starting at 9 a.m. at the Dominica State College. According to Dorothy John Baptist, Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Chess Federation, based on the tournament's outcomes, the semifinals will take place in March at the Dominica State College.
Chess Federation will be hosting its inaugural Inter-Schools Chess Tournament on Thursday, February 22, 2024 at the Dominica State College, commencing at 9 a.m. Six schools have registered to participate in this event. They are the Convent High School, Pierre Charles Secondary School, Isaiah Thomas Secondary School, Orion Academy, the St. Mary's Academy, and the Dominica Grammar School. The schools will play in teams of 4 against 4 as they compete in the group stage of the event on February 22nd. Based on the results, semifinals, any tie-breaking matches needed, third place playoffs, and the finals will take place on March 14th at the same venue. Time controls for the games are 30 plus 30.
John Baptist stated that the primary objective of the event is to introduce young players to structured chess competition and inspire them to strive for excellence as they engaged in the game.
The main goal of this event is to expose our young players to organized chess competition and to motivate them to thrive for excellence as they practice playing the game competitively. As this is our first organized schools tournament, it will be open category, so players of all ages enrolled in both primary and secondary schools were welcome to register teams. At this time, however, participation is limited to just the schools which already have chess programs that are ongoing, which are mostly the secondary schools. For future tournaments, however, we will seek to incorporate age categories, example the under 12, under 16, and these events, of course, will be on a larger scale. The Dominica Chess Federation thanks our sponsors, HHV Whitchurch, Big W, and the Dominica State College for partnering with us in hosting this event.
Dorothy John Baptist, Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Chess Federation. Concerned Citizens Movement President Washburn Coffey has spoken out against what he alleges as a pervasive abuse of power within the country's political leadership. Coffey appears to be concerned that this trend, if allowed to continue and take root, could develop into a dictatorial system.
The government, there is a total abuse of power by the political directorate and leadership. And that is unfortunate, but that is because the system, their system is a dictatorship system. Even within the political party operation of the Labour Party, it's a one-man show. No annual meetings, no accountability, no reports. One man selects everybody. He assumes who should be in whatever position and so on. No conventions. So this is their modus operandi, and that translates from the operation of the political party called the DLP, which more recently Matthew Walter referred to it as the New Skerrit Party. So we mustn't forget that. It's now the New Skerrit Party and really not the Dominica Labour Party.
Coffey alleges that the current administration's abuse of power extends beyond the public sector, raising concerns about the conduct and activities of key officials within the public service.
So we have seen that abuse of power, and that abuse of power has transcended the public service and has called into question the behavior and the actions of important functionaries in the public service, not excluding, of course, the office of the DPP. And as was mentioned earlier by the scribe as well, including the financial secretary. And of course, other public officers have found themselves in that kind of scenario, given that kind of trend that seemed to be permeating the public service at this point in time. The matter that, given this abuse of power, I'm suggesting to Dominicans, to the citizens, that they need to become more politically conscious.
Concerned Citizens Movement President Washburn Coffey. In other news, Grenada is set to host its inaugural AI Youth Summit, marking a significant milestone in empowering young Grenadians aged 18 to 25 with crucial skills and knowledge in artificial intelligence. The event, organized in collaboration between the Division of Youth and the Artificial Intelligence Newbies Camp, will span 3 dynamic weeks from March 4th to March 22nd at the Grenada Youth Center. Scheduled from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., the summit promises an immersive learning experience covering various aspects of AI, including practical applications in real-world scenarios and entrepreneurial insight for sustainable revenue generations through remote work prospects. The comprehensive program will feature interactive sessions exploring topics such as AI-generated content, emerging technologies in creative industries, ethical considerations, and the integration of AI into business ventures. Additionally, a special train-the-trainer workshop will be held in the final week, aiming to equip young professionals already engaged in AI technology or coding with the skills to serve as facilitators for AI Youth Summer Camp in July. Recognizing the pivotal role of technology in youth development, the Division of Youth remains committed to providing relevant training and programs to foster the abilities and curiosity of young Grenadians. With the vast opportunities presented by the AI landscape, the division looks forward to collaborating with Grenadian youth in honing their skills and capabilities for their future. And President Joe Biden revealed that the United States is set to unveil significant sanctions against Russia on Friday in response to the death of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. While departing for a trip to California, Biden refrained from providing specific details regarding the sanctions. However, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan mentioned that the sanctions would encompass various sectors of Russia.
The U.S. is set for fresh sanctions on Russia this week.
We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
U.S. President Joe Biden told reporters from the South Lawn of the White House on Tuesday. Officials say the sanctions will, quote, hold Russia accountable for what happened to Alexei Navalny, as well as the 2-year war in Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the sanctions package would target a range of items, including the country's defense and industrial bases, as well as, quote, sources of revenue for the Russian economy that power Russia's war machine. Navalny, the fiercest domestic critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell unconscious and died suddenly Friday after a walk at the Arctic prison where he was serving a 3-decade sentence, according to the prison service. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the United States is pressing Russia for, quote, complete transparency on how Navalny died, while Biden has blamed Putin. A senior U.S. official said a sanctions package had already been in the works to mark the 2nd anniversary of the war, which Washington would reconsider and supplement in response to Navalny's death. Washington previously imposed sanctions over the 2020 poisoning and imprisonment of Navalny and over Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine, including on Putin, officials, and banks.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. IRC Executive Director Mr. Justin Keyes claims Dominica's dependence on diesel-generated electricity is the reason for fluctuations in electricity rates for customers. Grenada to organize its inaugural AI Youth Summit aimed at equipping young Grenadians aged 18 to 25 with vital skills and understanding in artificial intelligence. And President Joe Biden announced that the U.S. will impose substantial sanctions on Russia this Friday to hold Russia accountable for the death of Alexei Navalny and the 2-year conflict in Ukraine.
The Big Station.
The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. I am Felix Environment.
As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the Big Station, Q95DA.com. Right on.